And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to find out what's on your mind. While web producer Lee Hill takes some time off, Douglas Hopper, one of our editors and a web junkie himself, joins me here in the studio. Hi, Douglas. What are people talking about?
Hey, Michelle. They're saying, come on, people. That's the name of a new book co-written by entertainer Bill Cosby and Dr. Alvin Poussin. As we've been hearing, both men have been outspoken about what they see as dysfunctional behavior holding the black community back. Poussin was on earlier in the week, and just a few minutes ago, the guys talked about come on people in the barbershop, and our listeners have been writing about it on our blog. Cosby was once America's favorite TV dad on The Cosby Show. He's taken a few hits for the way he's expressed himself at times, but Cassandra in St. Louis thinks he has a point. She's got a few words for both Cosby and Michael Eric Dyson, who's a professor at Georgetown University, and who's publicly criticized Cosby.
My husband works at an inner-city elementary school that has majority African-American students. Mr. Cosby's picture of the life of a good number of inner-city African-American kids is a reality. I am an admirer of Mr. Dyson also, but would ask him to spend some significant time at the inner-city African-American schools and less time attacking Mr. Cosby and the reality of the issue. Don't they both ultimately want what is best for the child? Don't parents play a huge role in that child's life?
Thanks, Cassandra. We also heard from a concerned mother who agrees that too many American families are on the wrong track. Here's Deborah in Ackworth, Georgia.
There are so many growing problems, and right now, our country sugarcoats most of them. The money parents spend on video games and other expensive things that children do not really need, such as cell phones. Children with cell phones that cost like $400. Why do they need it? Who are they calling? My kids and my husband, we do different things that's outside. Everything does not take money, and we have a good time. A lot of children are overweight. It's because they're sitting in front of a video game or a computer, and they're not playing. They don't even play double dutch. They don't even skip rope anymore. It's sad.
It seems like this topic stirs up a lot of opinions.
Including opinions from Bill Cosby himself. He called to give us his 2 cents. First, you, Douglas, and then he spoke to me. But you have to go to the blog if you want to know more about what he had to say. And Douglas, here's something a little bit more fun. We brought you a commentary earlier this week from a former NPR producer, Becky Vlamis, on her experience moving back in with her folks in Chicago. Well, Maureen went the other direction. And it looks like Maureen might be having second thoughts.
I really enjoyed Becky's piece on moving back to Chicago. I moved to D.C. 3 years ago from Chicago. I'm not a native, but I lived there for nearly 20 years. And although I visit regularly, I too am really homesick. I hope she finds her place there again soon, as I hope to do one day as well. And long live $2 beers.
All right, Maureen, try to hang in there. I'm a transplant myself. Just give it time. And before we go, I hear we're bringing back our segment about ordinary people doing extraordinary things. It's Ordinary Oprahs?
That's right. To tell us more about the Ordinary Oprahs in your world and to see what people are talking about on our blog, go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.